This is Easy Mix with Greg Preble, and we're online now with Marty Maguire. Good afternoon, Marty.
Hello.
You are one third of the Dixie Chicks and one half of Courtyard Hounds. It's a family affair with yourself and your sister, the Courtyard Hounds, and we're excited to have you coming here next month.
Yes, I was glad. This will be our first trip to New Zealand, actually.
Excellent.
I saw a documentary Neil Finn did on the Seven Worlds Collide project for Oxfam, and they showed so much footage of New Zealand, and I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I wish I could bring the whole family. I'm going to be able to bring one of my daughters who's 2 years old, so she'll probably forget.
Oh, wow.
But that is... the vacation destination of my choice next time I take a vacation.
Cool. And you're leaving the twins behind?
You know, they started first grade this year, and their teacher wasn't too happy with the thought of them leaving for 2 weeks. And, you know, it's not worth it to come for a week or less. So we just decided leave them in school.
And you'll have your sister with you anyway, so that's family.
Yes, and she's bringing her three kids, so
right.
That'll help. To have her three kids and then my one child with me.
You guys will have quite the entourage. Is Sarah McLachlan bringing her family as well?
You know, I meant to call her and ask her if I could share her nanny.
Yeah.
So we'll probably, if she is bringing her two precious girls, we'll have to have some play dates. So I'll have to find that out.
Sounds good. Your sister Emily wrote most of the songs, I understand, for the Courtyard Hounds album after going through a divorce. What's it like for you hearing your sister reveal those pretty deep personal stories?
You know, she didn't tell me for a long time that she was having trouble in her marriage. And I think when she finally told me, I was just so sad, you know, more sad about the fact that I wasn't really there for her, that I didn't know. She didn't want to put that burden on me. And we're kind of like that with each other. I had been married before, and at that point, she was just marrying Charlie, she was planning her wedding, and I didn't want her to know I was in turmoil. So we are kind of like that with each other. We are each other's best friends, but we try to spare each other the heartache because we do care so much. So when she started sending me songs, she was already in a good place, but these songs were personal and some sad. And especially if I listened late at night with a glass of red wine, I would get teary.
Oh, no. And I guess you wanted to give her a hug.
I did. Oh, I've given her many hugs. We're very close. And, you know, I think even if you know it's the right thing, it still is heart-wrenching. And she's got three kids, and it's not something she wanted to happen or took lightly. So... but everybody's doing great, and it's been a few years since that all went down. So now I think she's able to sing these songs. I don't think she would have been able to go on stage and sing these right away.
What advice would you have for someone, if you know someone who's going through relationship troubles? How can you be there for someone from the experiences you've had? What would you appreciate, do you think?
Gosh, listening, not judging, and... just being ready. There was one time when she called me and crying and just said, "Can you come to San Antonio?" And of course I had a million things going on that day and kids and whatever, and I dropped everything and I drove 2 hours to San Antonio, and I literally left without my toothbrush. I just hit the highway and went straight there. And I think that's what you have to do too. You have to pick up, whether it's 3 a.m. or 2 hours away or a flight away, if you really love that person, you're there for them. Just to be there, you know, and I probably didn't even say much to her. I just listened.
And just the fact that you were there probably helped.
I'm her sister, so
yeah.
I would do anything for her.
Yeah. If we could just talk about the Dixie Chicks for a moment. Of course, a massive success and then a little bit of turmoil after the 2003 concert incident, and we saw the movie Shut Up and Sing. Have people moved on from that? Have they forgiven you for that?
I think so. You know,
because, I mean, years later, people agreed with you anyway, didn't they?
You know, we did have so much support. I like to focus on the people that came out of the woodwork, and supported us and maybe listened to our music for the first time merely because of what had happened to us. So there were so many positive things that came out of it. I think about that more. But I know I was on the board of an autism charity, and it was probably a year ago, and the director of the charity said, hey, something kind of interesting happened. We lost a member of our charity because he didn't want to be involved with this charity because you're on the board because of what Natalie said. And I thought, this is crazy. And he wrote this really mean letter to the head of the charity, saying that until Natalie apologizes, I'm not going to. And he had an autistic child, and he didn't want to get any help from the charity because I was on the board. So, you know, it's just crazy, craziness, you know, that people still would be angry about something that was really not a big deal in my mind. But,
yeah, 7 years on.
To each his own.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, this many years on, it is crazy.
I've read that one of your hobbies is shopping. What have you been buying recently?
Did you say my hubby's been shopping?
Your hobby is shopping. I don't know if your hubby's been shopping.
Oh.
Your husband might have been as well.
You saw my hubby shopping. Yes, I know. I might have to go to Shoppers Anonymous, whatever they call it.
Is it that bad?
I have a shopping problem.
Wow. What kind of things do you buy?
You know, it's not like I buy expensive things per se. I sometimes just go to, you know, a craft store and I buy, like, this is the total dork in me, but my daughters are starting to knit, and so they have like 100 different, you know, balls of yarn because I go in Michael's, this craft store here, and there'll be just so much beautiful yarn. So, or they're learning to sew, and so I just buy things I don't need. And of course, there were some Halloween decorations on sale at this same shop, and it's nowhere near Halloween, but of course I bought a bunch of decorations. I'm a huge decorate the house for any holiday type person.
We have some great shops here that I'm sure you're just going to have a ball once you get here.
Yeah, like crafty type stores.
Oh yeah, a whole block of them.
My husband used to, when he was courting me, he would go shopping with me. I think he was just trying to impress me, and now he won't go.
Do you shop for things, for guy things as well, or is it just all about yourself?
Yeah, no, my husband, he's really into fashion. He's such a fashion plate. He has great clothes and great taste, so I love shopping for him.
That's nice. Now, you're here just after your birthday. The reason I know that is because we both share the same birthday, October 12th.
Really?
Yeah. Funny, eh?
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to be spending it in Australia again.
Oh, you've spent your birthday in Australia before?
It's kind of the time of year we go.
Come to our spring when it's starting to cool down at your place. Come down where it's a bit warmer here.
I think I need a house there.
Well, we'll show you around. We'll take you, show you some houses if you like when you get here. And I'm sure Ellie, who works here,
I can't afford them.
All the girls here love to shop, so they'll take you around the shops if you like.
Well, remember, I'm in a new band. I'm in a baby band. I can't afford anything right now.
Courtyard Hounds are here October the 18th. It's a Monday night, and performing with Sarah McLachlan and Julia Deans, amongst others. It's going to be an exceptional concert, and we can't wait to see you. Marty McGuire, thank you so much for your time today on Easy Mix.
Thank you. We can't wait to see you.